We are learning Maseches Bava Kamma, Daf Kuf Beis Amud Beis, and we are starting on bottom of the Amud. Tanu Rabbanan, Hanoisein Moi Ois L'Shluchoi. If someone gives money to a Shliach, and he tells him, Tap Amud Beis, Likach Lechitim, to buy wheat, but Lokach Mehem Sarim, and instead he bought barley, he bought the wrong thing. Rashi is talking about Machzor Schar, we're talking about here investment. He tells the guy here, I don't know anything about business, here's $10,000, buy Chitim, and sell it, and we'll split the profits. Lamai said the guy did not listen, and he bought Sa'irim. Or Sa'irim lakam achitim. So Tanya Cha, the one brayta says, and Pichasu Pichasu Loi, Masiru Siru Loi, which means the Shliach is on his own now, the Meshaleach is not responsible, the Shliach, if it was a bad $10,000 turned into $8,000, he has to give $10,000 back to the Meshaleach no matter what. And if it goes up in price, the $10,000 turned into $20,000 says to keep. Because since he changed the Tanoim, he changed the contract, the Alochi, he was supposed to buy achitim, he bought Sa'irim, he's on his own now. That's one brisa. The other brisa says, "In pichasu pichasu loy, v'masiru hasiru leemtza." The other brisa says that it depends. If it goes down, he's responsible. If it goes up, then hasiru leemtza. Then the halach is that it is a good shliach, even though he changed, he's a good shliach. So it sounds like from the second brisa, he's a good shliach. Just if it goes down, since he changed, so I tell you, I didn't want you to be my shliach then. If you thought it was going to be a bad deal, I don't want you to be my shliach. So it's a stira in the brises. One brise says that he's on his own. Other brise says it depends. So it's a stira. Amar Rabbi Yechanan, loy kasha, hara meyer, v'hara b'yuda. What does that mean? Who's our meyer b'yuda? We just learned. Hara meyer, d'amar shinu kaina. Rabbi Meyer is the one who says that when we change the what you're supposed to be doing, you change the color from black to red, or red to black, then you consider a gazlin. And the owner's out. So here also, and therefore the shliach is on his own now. But Rav Yehuda, Shino ain't a kaina, and the other ones, Rav Yehuda holds that Shino ain't a kaina. So which means that Pashas Gemara sounds like because Rav Yehuda is not fear of Yehuda, the guy who took it is not a gazlin. Since he's not a gazlin, so it still belongs to the original owner. And therefore, if it goes up, it goes up both of them. If it goes down, I can tell you, I didn't want you to be a shliach to mess me up. Both Tosfos and Rashi speak that out. Look at the top Tosfos. They both get it. Then pichasu pichasu loy. What's amalei loy hoyulach l'shanis v'daiti v'atu the pasha. You did a pshia. The only question is for those that are following the Rashi and the Mishnah Daf Kuf Amud Beis. Said that Rav Yehuda really agrees to Rav Meir that Shinu Koina, which means that since he's a Mishana, he's a Gazlan and he keeps it. The only reason why we said not is because of Knas. That's what Rashi says in the Mishnah. So it's a penalty Gemara here. What's going on? He says Shinu and Koina here. So the Gra says, this is more of a passage, sounds like Tosfos Shita and Dav Tzadik Heim Abeis, that Rav Yehuda argues on Rav Meir holds that it's not called a Gazlan. Because Tosfos Dav Tzadik Heim Abeis says that if you change the thing, it's not called a Gazlan. He says, it's not really a gun. You're not trying to do that. You're trying to do the right thing. You just messed it up. In any case, this sounds like that Taisa Shita. But the Gra answers Rashi that Shina can always mean that's Knas. That's what it would mean. But in any case, Rabbi Yechon is learning that the Machlekes the two Brises are a Meir and Rabbi Yehuda. So, talking more of Eiter, Mask Vlo Rabbi Loza, Memai, Dilma Adkan Lekom Rabbi Meir. Maybe Rabbi Meir only said, his halacha, that if you change from black to red, that deer, it's considered a gazlin, and it's considered you take it away from the bialim. There, the bialim needed a nice black suit. He made it red, so it's you're doing the wrong thing completely. Maybe it comes to business. You're right, I told you chitim. Okay, sarim's good also, as long as you make some money. So mehecha teisa, the Ramei would say over here, that you're a gazlin for changing it. Here, it's not legufe, it's a schayra. Tomorrow says that I argue. Rav Loza says I argue, and you are Rav Yechon. I don't hold it. It's a good dimyon. Elom Rav Loza, Hava Ramei. They both could be Ramei. But like Kasha, Kan Lachila, Kan Aschayra. You know the two brises. One's talking about Achila. One's talking about Aschayra. If you do Lachila, then there's Akpad the Gomor, then the Shliach on his own. But if it's Aschayra, there you could learn that it's still a Siru Lemtza. If it goes up, it goes Lemtza because there it could still be a Shliach since it's Aschayra. It's not so Makpid. So the Gemara writes, Rabbi Yechon said that fear of Yehuda, the halach is that even though you are Meshaneh, but it's ain't a koina, and therefore it's a sirul emtza. Machal Amar Rava, the Rabbi Yechon, leave Rabbi Yehuda, v'chimi hoidiyoy lebal chitim, sheyikne chitim lebal mois. The Bnei Rava asked the kasha to Rabbi Yechon. It says like this, when the Baal Chitim, the owner of the Chitim now, is makna Chitim to the Shliach. So L'chayra, here, the Shliach is asking for the wrong thing. The Meshalech never said Chitim. He said Tzayr. And when you give Chitim, how is the Baal HaMayis getting a kinyan in that? I never had a mind for you. Why is it kinyan? Maskev lo Rav Shmuel bar Sarsarti ihachi afil chitim chitim namiloi. Says, I understand you. And chitim is better? Do you understand how the kinyan is? So, what's the shaka v'tari in this Gemara? So we have over here, the Marav have a kasher Rav Yechanan. They're saying, like, I understand you. If you changed the contract over here, so then how in the world is the kinyan going to the Meshaleach at all? Because they never had a mind to give it to you. So Rav Shmuel asks back, and chitim any better? So what's the shaka v'tari here? So Ben Peretz here explains the shaka v'tari a little bit. He says, the Rav Shmuel bar Susati hava sova the bechitim mechitim nami loy kone the time shluchas gavid. He holds given the ain dasa moicher shival chitim lakas bala moyes like kol toli vadal bas bala mekach. He holds everything is toli in the bala mekach. So he says if you hold it's toli in the bala mekach, who are you giving it to? So if he doesn't know about it, it's like why is chitim mechitim better? So what's going on over here? So what do you have to say that the reason is that. The reason is that he wants to give it to the shliach. So over here, l'chayra, here what's going on? So must be. So what's he proving? He's proving that he goes to the Baal HaMayis. He says that's what he says. He says it goes to the Baal HaMayis. Who's the Baal HaMayis? The shliach. What's Rav Shmuel trying to do? Rav Shmuel saying like this: if you, he doesn't know. See, by chitim, if he says the right thing, you don't know also to give it to the original guy who gave the money. Elamai Rav Shmuel Tainis. When I give schayr to someone, I'm giving to whoever's supplying the money. I don't know who's giving the money, but whoever's giving the money, I'm giving it to them. So therefore, Shmuel Tainis, it's partial why it goes to the original owner, even when you change it, because he's the Baal HaMayis. That's what Shmuel is trying to say. It's a very long Mishnah Gemara tomorrow, but the Rebbein Peretz is trying to say it's called the Baal HaMayis. Who's the Baal HaMayis? The Meshaleach. He sent the money. So the Marav asked the Kasha, says when he changes it, who told them to be marked to the Meshaleach? So Dr. Shmuel, okay, and chitim is better? Elamai what? It goes to the Baal HaMayis. It goes to Baal HaMayis also. That's the oimek of the kasha of Shmuel. Rav Avo, no. It doesn't go to the Baal HaMayis. When I makne it, I makne it to the guy in front of me. So what's the chilek? Rav Avo, shani chitim v'chitim, the shechusa ka'avid, v'chiyad Baal HaMayis dami. Rav Avo says, no, I give it to the guy in front of me. If he's changing, so he's not a shliach of the Baal HaMayis, so the Baal HaMayis is not koina. But if he says the right thing, so his yad is like the yad of Baal HaBayis. All right, I'm giving the guy in front of me. But the guy in front of me is a shliach, is a shuchem kamoisai of the Baal HaBayis. And therefore, he is koina. Teida, what is Farsha idea? Because he's the one to be magnet. He's the one to be magnet.
He's magnet to the shliach, and the shliach builds whatever.
Right, so it's, then it'll work. Then it'll work because the shliach want to give it to the mishliach. It makes money.
That's
no, right. So that's what we're learning over here. Learning over here, he has to give it to him even if he had no das whatsoever. That's what Mara is saying, right? He has to force it. He made the guy made $14 million and he wants to keep her. It's mine. What do you mean? I changed. I'm mine. He said, no, it goes to the first guy. So Mara said, why? Why go to the first guy? Terrence says, someone gave it to him. Who gave it to him? So someone gave it to you to kind of him. Who did that? That's the Mara's kasha. So Mara said, who gave it to him? Terrence says, Rav Shmuel says, it must be Baal HaMayis. The guy who gives the money gets automatically the king of him. So now that's tomorrow's kasha, right? Get the chesmen of Gemara. So now Rav Avoh says, no, really it goes to the guy in front of you. But when the guy is a shliach, I can read it inside the Tosfos Rosh, v'hashta shoni le Rav Avoh, the lo'olam das bal achitim lahakas amisha noisim le amayis. He gives the money. V'lo'y le bal amayis. V'mekom okam install koni v'chitim v'chitim, v'nehi de lo'y hikna bal achitim bal amayis, even though I didn't give it to you, I didn't know what the bal amayis is, Kamakum koni beschias hashliach the yad hashliach yabal bayis dami v'shlichusik aved kivin loyshina. Since it didn't change, avachitim sa'irim the shina there tashach the shlichusik aved, and that's the kasha of the bal of the bnei marava mi ha'idea l'balachitim. Now how do you know this idea that shlichusik aved teida? It's not linked in the Mishnah. Echad makas shachos. Someone's makas is the chos. Echad marachas asked, but someone says I'm giving my own value of erichin. Which the Torah says how much you have to give, it depends on his age. So the guy says, I'm giving Makash all my nechos, I'm giving Mayrech. And Mayrech says, that's a rich guy. And you have to start collecting all his assets to pay up this hektish. The halacha is, ein loy b'ksus v'ishtoy, b'ksus v'onav. You cannot take the clothing of his wife, the clothing of his children, loy b'tzav v'shitzov v'shmam. They brought home fresh wool that was dyed, and that was that they did it, it was done for the isha. They can't take that either. And also brand new shoes you bought for them. They never wore it. They never kind it. But you bought it for them. The luck is that does not get included in the assets that are hektish. Why? When the tzava gave it back to the husband, they didn't give it to the isha. They gave it to the husband. They didn't know what the isha was. And here even more. Here, the husband's the Baal HaMayis. See, you really don't have pshat. Because here, the husband is the Baal HaMayis. He really have a good raya. El lava must be, Meshum Dermino, Shechusa Ka'avid, Chiyat Ishtay Dami. So he must say that since the husband is buying it for and getting it for the children, he's like the Shliach of them, and therefore it automatically goes to them. Hachinami, here also by Chitim Echitim, even though there's no such idea of Baal HaMayis, still it goes to them. Why? It goes to the Meshleach, because Shechusa Ka'avid, Chiyat Baal HaMayis Dami. So Ravo brings a raya. Ravo's teretz is avad I'm giving to the person in front of me. Why does it go to the Meshaleach? Because he is an agent of the Meshaleach. Where do you see that works for Kenyan? You see over here by Hektish that when you market something, you don't include your wife and children's things because you're an agent for them to buy it for them. Rav Abba, no, it's not a raya. It's not a raya. You know why Makdish is not chal on those things? Because you go with the Das Balabais. Rav Abba, loy kol Makdish lechosav, loy. Because someone's makdish something, he never had in mind his wife's clothing or his children's clothing. That's the pshat. So don't be a raya for me. It's a whole different reason. He never had a mind on that. Freyti Gemara, Maskel Rav Azera, v'chidaitish olam al tefilav, is his das on the tefillin? But it's not a makdish l'chosav, ma'al on tefillin. You see, with your makdish l'chosav, you do have to figure out the value of the tefillin. You have to pay for the value of the tefillin. And I have no money, you have to borrow money because you want to keep your tefillin. That's what, like Rashi speaks out. So you see the tzchal and tefillin. So you see, don't say this umdino. What's the pshat? Dvaram shevaleiv. That's his taina. He said, you're saying that when you makdish something, you don't include your wife's things. What do you mean? Tefillin was included. Only by no. You never include your wife's stuff. I had tefillin. Only by ain't dait is odma tefillin in. Dait is odma tefillin in. The dait is odma is on the tefillin. A makdish shachosav saw a mitzvah of din abdulam mitzvah. So it supersedes the mitzvah of tefillin. But the ein daitish ha'adam aksus ishtoy banim from Eva. He definitely does not mean his wife's clothing because of Eva. He doesn't want to get in trouble giving away his wife's clothing to Hektish, and therefore he definitely does not mean that. And Rabbi Abba's teretz is still a good teretz. It's not a raya from the case of Hektish. Why not? Because there ein daitish ha'adam aksus ishtoy banim because he's worried about Eva. One of the things over here is a marechetz asma, which is erichin. We went to the Mishnah. If someone is mechayiv himself erichin, we go into his house and we take away a mashkin. We take away his things and we make them into a collateral to pay to pay. We're working with Dash Adam all of a sudden now. You think when he makes our erichin, he just said, if I have money, I'll do it. He didn't have in mind that he could take collateral from him. So you see, don't work with Daitash Adam at all. Elam Rab Abba, different shah, different dichui. It's not because of Yad Shliach Yad Baal Abayis. It's not the pshat. So what's pshat by Makdish? Do we say there that the wife's clothing is not included? Ela Omer Rab Abba called Makdish the Chosav Nase Kemisha Hikne Lahem Ksus Ishto Yevonav Mikara. When someone's Makdish something, it's Ki'ilu, he wants to get everything that's not his, not really his, he wants to get that Nikne before he even starts. So his Das is, when he picks up something from the Tzava, he picks it up and he's mezakeh and he's zoicheh it for the ishtoy on purpose. It's like he gave it to them. He gave it to the ishtoy banav. That's his lehed digadas. And therefore, when you makdish it, it's not included those things because those things they are kind already. Because anyone who's makdish anything already before that point, he already had in mind that anything that his wife is going to wear or wearing belongs to them completely, and there's no das on that bechlal, and it's not even yours to be chal hektish. It's not even yours; it doesn't belong to you to be chal hektish. So the bottom line is, we had really a big sugi of a Baal HaMayis or the noisin mayis, and we came out really stickel machlokes, and one man the Amma held that you have to know, like my Rav held, you have to know who you're giving it to. If not, it doesn't work. And Rav Shmuel Bar Sati said, no, it goes to the Baal HaMayis automatically. But Rav Avoh answered, no, that depends. Avadi, you have to know who it's going to. But if the guy is a shliach, so then it automatically works a kinyan because he's a shliach. Just a raya from the case of a makdash nechasov, that was not a clear raya because you could tie it over there, it really belongs to the ishtoi v'bonov legamri. Tana rabbanu, into the brisa. Someone buys a field b'shem chaveiro. When I say a brisa over here, and the brisa needs explanation. So the first line is the brisa, then the Gemara explain what the brisa says. It's a very cryptic brisa. Tana rabbanu, lekeach soda b'shem chaveiro. Someone purchases a field in the name, you know, in his friend's name. He buys a house in his friend's name. He wants to get hod. He buys. That's not the case here. I'm just giving you an example of what I mean b'shem chaveiro. Lekeach soda b'shem chaveiro. Ein koifin oisay limkar. If you buy a field b'shem chaveiro, you don't force it to sell. I'm gonna ask, then you force it to sell. Mike Omar, what are you talking about? What is the price talking about? Omar Avsheshal Kamar, Hakeach Salam Chaveiro, and he wants to buy a field. Now he wants to put out the word that, you know, who bought this field, the Reish Galusa. Now, if you have a name now on the field, Reish Galusa, we know no one's gonna come from Ara and say, oh, it's my field, because he's scared of that. So Akech Soda Bechaveir Mechaveir, Reuben bought a field from Shimon, but he said right in the deed that it's going to the Reish Galusa. This way, no one's going to be Ma'orer on this field. Halakech Soda Mechaveir B'Shem Reish Galusa. So Ein Koifes Reish Galusa Limkar. You don't force the Reish Galusa now. So now you bought a fear and square from Shimon. So now you go over to the Reish Galusa and say, now can you write me a star that's really mine? Because, you know, I want to have the thing under my name. And it still helps that the Maisa, it's going to help that it was sold in that way. Everyone thinks that you bought it, so that no one's going to ma'ir on it. But can you now write me that it's really mine? So he doesn't have to do that. He doesn't have to do that. He doesn't want to be a person who's selling stuff, doesn't look good for his books. He doesn't want to do that. Vim amalei, but if you told the Meicher, Amanas, I'm only buying it, Amanas, you write the Reish Galusa, and that the Reish Galusa will sell it back to me. Then the Koifres Reish Galusa Limkar. Then you force the Reish Galusa to write a star. So somehow I can make a deal with the Meicher to force the Reish Galusa to do something. So let's see what the Gemara says about this pshat. So first, the first half of it, that if I buy something with Shem Reish Galusa, I can't force the Reish Galusa to sell it to me now, which means it's mine, but to write me a star that's really mine and sell, like he sold it to me. So, but Mechlal, what's Mash? But the Mikdei Kanyilei, he's kind it, but he's 100% kainit, but Lamaisa, he can't force him to write a star to him. So Lema pliga the Bema Rava. The Amar chimia deal about chitin shikna chit v'alabais. The Amar is assuming right now that the seller thinks he's selling it to the Reish Galusa. He thinks it's to the Reish Galusa. So Rava said that if he's selling it to the Reish Galusa, how in the world is Reuven kainit? Shimon thinks he's selling it to the Reish Galusa. And Rava said he has to know who he's selling it to. Like, this one you say, like, the Vara Balamayas, the Balamayas here is Reuven, but they don't hold the Balamayas. They have the money. Here is no. So, Marim Shum Ha Le Kasha. You know what the Kipchah and the Bryce is? The case is, going to Adil Baal Sada. You told the Baal Sada, I'm doing a shtick here. Vaidil Sadi, and he told the Adim. And he's just doing this for the Velt. They shall look like it's Reish Galusa. So the Reisha would be good. But I still have Rav Shesha Kasha on your Sefer. Ela Ema Sefer, Omar Leif, make a Tanai, Amanas. Koyfenes Reish Galusa Limkar. He forced Reish Galusa to sell it. Amai, Velema Reish Galusa. Reish Galusa say, Lo Yekrai Chabina. I don't need your covid. You're making me into like a big Rashiva that everyone's scared of me. I don't need that. Velo Yezilusa Chabina. I don't want your covid. I don't want your Zilusa. Why? Because now everyone says, oh, you're selling fields? What's happening? How's your Panasa doing? So it says, I don't want this. I don't want any of this. So therefore, I don't like your Pshat. Your Pshat Shver. Elam Abaya, Pshat is like this, a little different. Hokama, Halakech Sod of Shem Chaveira, Reish Galusa or Shem Chaveira, you buy it. Ein Koifenes Am Meicher Limker Zimna Achrita. You don't force the Meicher to write like a dual stars. You tell the Meicher like this: see, I need two stars. I need one star of Shem Reish Galusa. That's the one I'm going to publicize. I'm going to do it, and I want you, Meicher, to give me another star that really is selling it to me. So you don't force him to do that. Like Rashi says, "Ein koyves amoicha lachzor lichtav star mechira achar lekeach." Another one. They don't do that because he doesn't want to write two stars. Like the Rosh explains, he also doesn't want to stand like he's selling off, doing a big sell off. He doesn't want to have two stars on his name. But he say, "I'm only buying. Give me two stars." Then koyfenes amoicha limker. Then you force him to write it. If he made up, that was the deal. Then obviously he didn't care about the zilusa of that, and therefore you force him to do it. So now we're changing the whole thing, not the Reish Klusi. He's writing Reish Klusi, right? You don't force Reish Klusi to sell. You're forcing the Moicha to write you another star if you make up a Menach. That's good. I can make that up. But in the Rav Sheshi's Pshat, a Pella, I can't make up something with the Moicha to force the Reish Klusi to do something. It doesn't make any sense. So here, that's where Abaye is tweaking it and saying that the case like this, I can buy it, I can't, if I buy it in a different name, I can't force the Moicha to give me another star. But if I make it up, I make up a time in the Tchila, then I could do it and force him to write another star.